I was listening to the replay of our show, and, you know, we were talking about Sal's circumcision or lack of circumcision. Fred's not circumcised, and I'm not circumcised. And Sal was saying that he's not allowed to drop a load on his wife, so he has to catch his load inside his circumcised penis and use it like a cup.
Right.
And it was like kind of like a weird discussion and everything. And somewhere in the discussion, Artie asked me, well, would you rather get circumcised in a hospital or by, like, a more experienced rabbi but who's going to kiss your penis and, you know?
Yeah.
And I said to Artie rather flippantly, you know, when I was circumcised by our Moyle, you know, the Jewish guy, my dad wouldn't let my penis get kissed. And I was thinking about that. I go, you know, my dad would let my penis. My dad didn't protect me all that much. Like, he wouldn't kick some guy's ass.
If it was the tradition and the guy went for it, your dad wouldn't have said anything.
Now, so I don't know that some guy didn't kiss my penis.
Oh.
So we got to call my parents after Spade and find out if any guy ever kissed my penis.
All right.
If my old man caught a guy trying to blow me as a kid, I think he would have dropped him.
I think my dad would have looked the other way. He'd be like, that's just the Jewish religion, and it's fine, and I don't want to, you know, he's always like,
tradition.
Yeah, like, he let things be done to me. You know, he let me live in Roosevelt, an all-black neighborhood for years. I mean, you know, like, I think, you know, if some rabbi started sucking on my penis, I think he just would ignore it.
Oh.
And that distresses me, and I've been having a lot of agita over the weekend over it.
But isn't that like a conservative Jewish thing? Were you guys conservative?
Yeah, conservative, yeah.
Really?
Yes. I thought it was just these whacked out Hasidic type sects that the rabbi sucks the penis of the boy and then can give him herpes.
But it's not.
I mean, I don't know. And when Artie said to me, oh, you didn't have your penis kissed, I go, that's right. And I'm like, is that right? I don't know what happened.
Who knows what happened back then?
I know my Uncle Jack held my legs down, like, during the ceremony. I was nude in front of my entire family.
They strip you.
And they strip you and cut your penis off.
And then somebody holds your leg.
And a strange man sucks on it.
It's like Richard Christie.
I was going to say, it's like the Richard Christie waxing. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ah!
Ooh. I would never do that to a son of mine. All right, David Spade is here. He's promoting some stuff. And by the way, the gentleman in the corner is Josh Walk from Entertainment Weekly. Well, there you go.
Howard, your mom's on line 20.
Oh, great. Thank you. Hello, Mommy.
How do you do?
Okay. Quick question. I was thinking about this. I was reading that in the paper they were saying that when some Jewish boys are circumcised, the Moyle will kiss the boy's penis. In fact, it's controversial because the boy is bleeding. When he kisses it, some of the boys have gotten herpes.
Yeah,
well, my question to you is, when I was circumcised, did the rabbi kiss my penis afterwards?
Howard, do you think that I looked at what the rabbi was doing?
Okay.
Oh, no.
I couldn't bear to look. I was in another room. I couldn't take that.
Well,
this was my little baby.
But why not? You see, here's the thing. You know what? I really have the feeling that even Dad, if he saw some rabbi, putting my penis in his mouth.
Oh, stop it, Howard.
I don't think Dad would even do anything. He'd be like, well, that's what they...
Look at what you're fixating on.
Have fun.
A man in his 50s, and you're worried whether the rabbi kissed your penis.
Does Dad know the answer to this? Did he watch...
How do I know what Dad knows?
Did Dad watch me get circumcised?
Ask him. I don't remember.
Is he there?
Yes, he's here. Would you like to ask him.
All right.
Hold on, Howard.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
My dad's listening in. He likes to be briefed before he...
Okay, so he's getting the full...
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Pop.
All right. I was listening on the radio what you're talking about. First of all, this... procedure was done not by a rabbi, by a Moyle. And it was done in a very religious Jewish cult.
Right.
That's not a general practice. And they're doing that because of the bleeding. They want to take away the blood, you know, and sort of use a healing situation.
Right.
Now, this business with herpes, I don't know where the hell that came from, but it's possible that, you know, doing it from one child to another. I don't know where he picked it up.
Well, I don't know that.
The kids don't have it. Come on.
And get the herpes.
No, but your dad is saying maybe from one child to another. I'm like, no, the kids aren't giving the guy herpes.
No, the Moyle's got herpes of the mouth, and he passes it on to the child.
That's right, because he's gone from child to child. Now, I don't know where the hell that came from.
Now did the Moyle that did me, did he kiss my penis?
Absolutely not.
How do you know?
I was there.
And you watched?
Of course.
Now, if he had gone for it.
Excuse me?
If he had tried to kiss the penis, would you have stopped him?
He would have been in big trouble.
Nah, my dad would have been like, that's the Jewish religion.
No. It's not the Jewish religion. In fact, in some cases now, they're doing it in the hospital. They have a hospital room and you
right.
use it. So, you know, it's done on more sanitary conditions. But basically, it was the circumcision, you know, is an old biblical thing, you know,
right.
it's Abraham and the rest of it. And every Jewish person, and now not only Jews, but all over the world, people are having it for reasons of, problems.
Well, let me ask you something, though. I mean, how did you know this guy cleaned his instruments properly and all that?
Well, you never know.
No, that you don't know. You got to leave it to that this person is a decent human being, and he's not going to do anything to harm anyone.
All right.
The individual.
I was just curious because Artie asked me if my penis had been kissed, and I said no. And then I realized, well, maybe it had. How do I know?
No, absolutely not.
All right.
Good.
You can
good.
Now rest easily, and you have no problems at all.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah. What do you think of this cockamamie lawsuit? I haven't even spoken to my dad about it.
Really?